This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and my guest today is Caroline LeGrand. And today we are going to be talking about preparing for your September's marketing. Before we get too far into it, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppField's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfueled.com. Well, hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Brian. How are you?
I am doing pretty well. We're back for September already to talk about preparing for marketing. Man, we've got a decent amount to talk about this month. I'll let you take us right in.
Awesome. Well, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for having me again, Brian. If y'all have been following along, you know that every month, Brian and I have gotten together to record a podcast to talk about the social media content and topics you can be talking about in your marketing. We're doing it about 2 months ahead. We're a little later this month than we have been in past, but it's July as we're recording this. It'll probably be July when this comes out. And we're talking about your September marketing content, specifically social media. The full list of ideas can be found in the show notes, and we will eventually have this all on our website where you can get the whole calendar full of the year too. But let's go ahead and get into it with some shop topics.
September, when I started looking, it's like every organization or cause decided that September is the month that they wanted to do something in. And there is just so much for September. Not a whole lot that has to do with auto repair, but we're going to link up some of those things.
There are definitely ways you can make it work. Getting started with just some general topics that do pertain to the automotive industry is if you're doing anything for either the holidays, whether that's all the way at Christmas time or Thanksgiving, you're doing breaks for breasts in October, or you're doing something like a trunk or treat or any event at your shop in the fall, September is a great time to start talking about all of that. And with that goes hand in hand our industry events. I feel like sometimes a little bit in August, but September is when those industry events really ramp back up into full force. It's like fall conference season. So if you are going to industry events, make sure you're taking pictures while you're there, whether it's you or your whole team, and posting about that on your social media. Just like on vacation, some people are so weird about posting that they're out doing things, especially as a business, but it's a great way to show that you're giving back to your team, you're investing in them so that you can provide better service and care for your customers. And they just like seeing what y'all are doing and what you're up to.
Yeah. I mean, you think about when somebody is following you on social media, and we talk about the whole know, like, trust idea all the time. One of the ways that you can get them to trust you is by showing them that you are staying up to date with training. And man, the fall is just full of conferences to go to. We're going to be at like six of them, I think. We're not hitting all of them, but you know, as you're at these conferences, man, talk about the various classes that your team is taking. Maybe do follow-up videos after the conferences and have them talk about some things that they learned, you know, just share so that people can get to trust your team. And then the other thing that I want to mention, you know, when we're talking about September, so August, September, October, they're usually pretty good months. You know, we can't say like across the board that these are always going to be great months, but they're usually pretty good months. And then November and December can be hit or miss. Usually November and December, we've got some clients that are saying that they are just absolutely slammed and some that are saying, I need more work. But I think across the board, it's more of the latter where you get into the holidays. So especially the latter half of November and all through December, a lot of shops are slow. One of the things that you can be doing now during these busy months, you know, that August, September, October, is instead of getting to the point where you're scheduling, you know, 3 or 4 weeks out, take the clients that have been with you for a while, the ones that you know they're coming back to you, and prioritize the work for them and the things that don't have to be done immediately. Schedule them for the times that you suspect are going to be a little bit slower, you know, which are going to be right there in those holidays, and you can effectively smooth out your workload.
It's a great idea. I remember you mentioned that a couple of podcasts ago, and I was like, duh, Like, why hasn't anybody thought about that or said that before? I'm sure they have. And somebody's going to be like, Caroline, we say that all the time. But more and more talking to you about things like that or people in the industry and hearing those tidbits, that's one of those pieces of advice that just comes back over and over and over again. That's a great thing to remember, is taking those good clients and like utilizing them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting into some months. So there are months, days, and weeks throughout the whole scheme of the month or throughout the whole year that we've been talking about on these episodes. And we usually refer to daysoftheyear.com and nationaldayscalendar.com. Could not think of those. Go check them out yourself. There are a billion ideas all over there, but we pulled some that kind of relate a little bit or that we have ideas for. So we'll start with months. And some of the ones that we have in here are Save Your Photos Month. So if you're taking pictures in your shop, if you're not, you should be. And that's a soapbox that I'm not going to get on right this moment. I teach a lot of classes about it. If you've taken one of my classes, you've probably heard my soapbox about taking pictures and videos while you're in the shop. But if you are taking pictures or videos, or you're not and you're starting to, if you do DVIs, anything like that, save those pictures, use them. Maybe you don't have to do anything with Save Your Photos Month, but if you're not saving your pictures and using them, start doing that.
Your marketers want them.
And even if you're marketing yourself, your customers want them. They don't want the stock photo. They don't want a pretty picture just because it looks better if it's not actually what they're experiencing when they're in your shop. So we always say, don't catfish people. Don't catfish people. Save your photos. If all else fails, your DVIs are a great place to start because you're taking photos and videos of vehicles during that time. So maybe this isn't a save your photos thing, but use those photos. And that's your hot take from me for the day on pictures. Another big one I think that can work with automotive repair industry is National Preparedness Month. I think it ties in, when I was reading about it, ties into FEMA and making sure that you're prepared for any kind of natural disasters or things like that. But talk about it in terms of your car and preventative maintenance and what you need in your vehicle for Preparedness Month. If you need to evacuate for some reason or anything along those lines, educate your audience on why you do what you do to make sure their car is ready to go.
Yeah, on YouTube, there's a thing called EDC. Okay, EDC stands for Everyday Carry. And there's a lot of different things when it comes to EDC. Some people are talking about, like, what's the stuff that they carry in their pockets? It's always big with, you know, pocket knives and like the Gerber multi-tools and all that kind of stuff. People are showing like what they carry on them every day. But then they have like your truck EDC. And these are like topics that people will sit there, including myself, and just watch the videos and find it interesting. And it's like, oh, I never thought maybe I should have one of those in my truck. But as the auto repair professional or as the automotive professional, people are looking to you for advice, and you could do things like what Caroline was talking about with the preparedness videos of showing what you keep in your vehicle. And that could be, you know, things like your jumper cables and your roll of duct tape and, you know, a thermal blanket if you were in a, you know, cold area. Basically anything that you think that people should carry in their vehicle. You're in September. You could even roll it into, you know, getting ready for winter. What should you have in your vehicle for the winter? But then in addition to that, one of the things that we used to do at our shop is when we would do a check over of the vehicle, we would always check the air in the spare tire. And that is something that most shops just simply don't do. We would do that and we would check to make sure that the tools were there. And when we found that the tools were missing, we would let people know. And then with the air in the spare tire, we would always just tell people, by the way, we set the pressure in your spare, you know, it only had 8 PSI in it. You know, we set it to 40 pounds for you. And it just shows people that you're going above and beyond, and it has everything to do with that National Preparedness Month. So do a video and show how you do those things, because we always want to make the industry look good, okay? But when you show that you do these things, most people are going to assume, well, other shops may not be doing those things. And in this case, they're pretty much right across the board.
That is a great one. If you wanted to go all out with that too, maybe you could do a giveaway where you're giving away maybe a preparedness box or a kit that can stay in your car. For myself, my soon-to-be, eventually future father-in-law had to jump my car the other day. And so he came over to my fiance's house to help like load stuff up. And he comes bearing gifts. And he goes, well, since you're going to be my daughter-in-law, I figured I could get you a gift. And it was my own like personal jumpstart battery that I now have in my car. So I've got a couple of other tools, but that was a great thing to add. Especially September, students are going, especially college age students are probably heading back to school later into August and around this time. If that's your kid or it's somebody in your community's child and you know that they're worried about that, educate those parents, educate the kids, and send them back to campus prepared. I know every year when I was in college, my stepdad would always gift something around the Christmas time that was vehicle related that had to do with keeping myself safe if I was ever stuck in the car, where it's the multi-tool to cut your seatbelt and break the window and all of that. So I have a variety of random things in my car. Now my jump start battery thingy-ma-bobber. Brian's going to know what it's fully called, but great things to have and educating your customers on that. I didn't know that exists until he showed up at the house to jump my car with it instead of jumper cables.
Yeah. I have to say one more thing about preparedness because it cracks me up. So when we had our shop, we gave away little emergency preparedness kits as gifts. And we've still got a couple of them. We found them. Honestly, it's probably been a year ago when we found them, but it had a disposable camera in it so that you could take pictures after a wreck. And it's like, man, there was a day and time when we didn't all walk around with a camera in our pocket. It's crazy.
Now we go back to the soapbox about why you should be taking pictures and videos in your shop because you have a digital camera in your pocket.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. It's also National Little League Month. And I mean, you've heard us talk about that many times about sponsoring the local Little League team. No, you're never going to be able to like directly connect a return on investment to that. But doing good things like that in your community, it's good karma. It always comes back to you. And, you know, show off what you're doing in your marketing with the Little League.
There's also Baby Safety Month. I know we talk a lot about car safety and family safety, kind of ties into the preparedness too and hosting events at your shop. But one example we always go back to was Shears when their daughter and service advisor was pregnant. What they had was an event at their shop where they had the firemen and policemen come out and do car seat checks on all vehicles for anybody in the community that needed to get those things checked out to make sure that babies were safe. So everything that you can make it as automotive repair related as you want, or you can leave it very general, or you can let it inspire you to post about anything else. But sometimes it can drive you to do bigger things in your shop than just a social media post.
Let's take that even a little bit further because Shearers did. We're talking about Tom and Samantha Shearer. If many of y'all who are listening know who they are, Tom actually went and got the certification to be like a place that people could bring their car seat when they're pregnant and they go buy the car seat. They can bring their vehicle there and he will show them how to properly install it and make sure that that car seat is properly installed into their vehicle. And any time that you have the opportunity to interact with someone like that, you're very likely going to be the first shop that they think of when they need repairs. So that was a great thing to do. And it's something that you should probably consider doing at your own shop.
I didn't realize he had gone through and done the whole certification himself. That's awesome.
They did.
That's very cool.
And then Read a New Book Month. As entrepreneurs, we all love reading books. And, you know, that's something that you can share with your audience as well. Maybe go around, you know, talking to your team and asking them about what book are they reading right now.
Then getting into weeks, there is 1 week specifically dedicated to child passenger safety awareness. So that could be if you use the baby safety, you can go into that. There's also Compassionate Leadership Week, which you may not consider in the automotive field, but when you're talking about going to conferences and the books that you're reading as an entrepreneur and some of the classes that maybe you're taking at conferences, it might not all be diagnostic related or having to do with the new technology and vehicles. Maybe your service advisors or your management team is taking service advisor courses and communication courses and leadership courses so that you can have a better business where people want to work and they enjoy what they're doing. So if you're doing anything like that, it's a great thing to talk about and utilize that in your marketing, get you thinking about doing those types of things.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options, BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. There's all kinds of, you know, weeks during September. There's National Fall Foliage Week, you know, and people are going to be taking road trips to go check out the fall foliage, you know, so maybe invite them in for a free pre-trip checkover, or, you know, maybe a not free pre-checkover, whatever it might be. National Security Officer Appreciation Week, you know, where you're giving a discount to people who are, you know, police and security. So many things that you can do, you know, with these various weeks.
Also, Truck Driver Appreciation Week. I feel like we talk about this one a lot for some clients, especially if you work on fleet vehicles, or if you're you work on larger vehicles that, like, beyond fleet, like the big rigs and things like that, and you have those truck drivers, fleet managers in your shop on a regular basis. Do something for them during that time. Give them a coupon or something to go grab a coffee and a snack. Have some snacks at the shop available. I think to appreciate them goes along from any type of truck driver to your delivery drivers, like your Amazon guys that everybody has seen on the holidays. Usually people will leave gift baskets or things like that, some water and snacks outside their house for people when they're dropping things off. But treat them well when they're in the shop too, or shout out your local guy that keeps you afloat in the shop that's delivering your parts to you.
Yeah. And remember, you know, we're just giving you a sampling of these. We might be covering a tenth of the various weeks that they do throughout the month. And the same thing with the days. We're giving you some that we see an opportunity to maybe do something with in your marketing, but there are a lot more of them out there, and you just need to go look and get creative with it. So, all right, let's get into the days of the month.
I'll start, and I'll note too, we might mention the specific date of the month that this is on. Double check your own calendar, double check the websites, because some of them are always on the first of the month. Sometimes they're on the first Tuesday or Wednesday, and or the third, and so on and so forth. I'm going to start with National Beard or World Beard Day and International Bacon Day. Those both say that they're on the 6th, but I feel like those relate a lot to, maybe not relate, but I feel like they're relevant for our automotive industry. So obviously bacon just makes me think of Vision. I feel like I've seen posts from Vision on International Bacon Day talking about the Saturday breakfast with all the bacon. Beards. Brian, you should have saved your post asking if you should shave your beard or stay clean cut for September and posted it for National World Beard Day.
Yeah, but that would be a sin to shave off a beard for World Beard Day.
No, you have to, like, don't trim it until then. Keep it growing really long.
Oh, yeah, Kim would not go for that. All right. The big one of the month, of course, is Labor Day. That is what the first Monday of September, every September. So, National Cheese Pizza Day. We know y'all all love having those pizza parties in your shop, but does anybody really want just cheese pizza? I don't know. That would be a shame. However, it's also National Beer Lovers Day. And I know that that's going to be applicable to many shops. So, you know, be careful with that one. But, you know, maybe talk to your techs about their favorite beer or something like that.
Okay, the favorite beer and pizza combination. And whether that means you're hosting something or doing something at the shop with pizza, or it's just an idea for you to go record a video asking your team what they like, what their choice is. It can be, again, as big or as small as you want it to be. There's also National Boss and Employee Exchange Day, which could be fun. You often see, I feel like, trends or things like this where people come into work dressed like their boss and they all act like them for the day as a joke. So those of you who are listening that are maybe not the owner of the shop, I dare you to show up, dress like your boss and act like that. Act like your boss all day.
Or they could actually exchange roles for the day. I think most of the shop owners would probably love it, getting their hands on the tools again. I don't know how much the team would like having to be the boss for the day, but you'd have fun with that.
I'd have fun being the boss.
Yes, you definitely would.
There's also National When Pigs Fly Day, which I feel like, Brian, you probably have a cool idea for, or maybe not a cool idea. It reminds me of the lipstick on a pig ad we used to run, which every time I see anything about pigs flying, I'm like, lipstick on a pig. Just where my head goes.
Yeah, I'm sure we could come up with something for that.
If you do something really cool for When Pigs Fly Day, even if it's along with the saying of, oh, that'll happen when pigs fly, or just something completely outlandish and goofy, post it in the Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast, and tag us so we can see what you do with it.
You know what's a shame is we've said that on so many podcasts and no one has taken us up on it yet. And like Kim loves giving stuff away to people who do these things. So y'all are missing out. When we throw out that day and say, you know, we want to see something fun that you did with it, I'm telling you, you're missing out. Kim is going to hook somebody up when they finally do it. Of course, we have September 11th, which is Patriot Day and also National Day of Service and Remembrance. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can show your appreciation and your patriotism and all of those things. You know, a cool thing for that might be to like come in and give all of your team members flags to hang on their house or something. I remember the immediately after 9/11 scene, every house had a flag on it. And like, I don't know, it was just cool. But anyway, Patriot Day, September 11th.
To completely change the tone, there's also National Bald is Beautiful Day. And Brian, I don't know if you've seen this going around on social media, but I've seen a lot of videos of this. And you can say that you feel like you're copying people and you're not reinventing the wheel and this and that. You don't need to. It's a trend. It's going around. I laugh at it every time I see it, but they're usually doing it in a repair shop and they're saying, I don't need new tires. My tires are fine. And then it pans to people in the shop, usually the owners or service advisors, technicians, who are bald, and they say your tires, and pan across people. So it's showing that your tires are bald. Bald is beautiful, y'all. But your tires shouldn't be bald. So whether you take this and you talk about how your tires shouldn't be bald, or if there's somebody bald in the shop and this is your chance to poke a little bit of fun at them, that is a great thing to do. I know we worked with a shop one time who was all in on this, and he was bald and was all for anything having to do with like poking at that or anything. So it can be really fun. With that, one of the later days in the month is also National Redhead Day. So again, if you're any bald people in your shop or any redheads in your shop, September is the time to have some fun with them.
Now, we've also got National Tattoo Story Day in September. I don't know if that one is the same day every year or not, but it's the 16th this year. Man, that's a fun one, because I know that in our world, I might even dare to say that most techs have tattoos. I don't know. When I'm walking around these shows, I see a lot of tattoos. And most good tattoos have a good story behind them. So why not share?
There's also National Tradesman Day, which comes up similarly or in different versions of that phrase throughout the year, but just a great time to highlight the skilled trades, highlighting the STEM industry and anything that goes along with that, shouting out your team for working in the trades.
It happens to share its day with the most important day of the year.
Of all.
Yes. Which is Talk Like a Pirate Day. So you get to go around saying "arr" all day.
And so for those of y'all who are listening and you've listened to the other episodes where Brian and I have talked about these ideas and you haven't done anything crazy cool and tagged us in the Facebook group, today, we're going to give you an example of something you can do specifically. You don't have to come up with anything new. It can be as grand as you want it, but answer your phone when somebody calls, a real customer, don't stage this, and answer the phone like a pirate and have somebody in the shop record it and post that on your social media and then tag us. You don't have to come up with your own post. We're giving you the post right now. tag us. I'm going to write down September 19th on my calendar, and we're going to go look for it in the group. And like Brian said, somebody will get hooked up from Kim. So there is your actual idea to do. Somebody do this, please.
Yes. All right. The National Tune-Up Day. I mean, do we really still do tune-ups on cars? Not really. But that is what many people will, like, that's how people refer to it. You know, especially if their car is running a little rough or something, they'll be, oh, I think I need a tune-up. National Tune-Up Day. It's the 23rd this year. And then here's one that I put in here also, and I thought that this would be fun. Okay, the 23rd is also Go With Your Gut Day. I thought that it'd be really interesting to, when you have a car come in, before the tech gets to look at it, you describe the problem, you know, that the client is saying is going on with it, and have them tell you, what does your gut tell you? What's wrong with this car? And then you go through the diagnostic process and show what's actually wrong with it. I think that would be cool.
That is cool. I've seen similar things where it's like, I think this is what's wrong with it, and this is what's wrong with it, similar to the other trend going around, I think, with the owner. They're like, I'm the owner of the company, and this is what I think is going to happen that day. Today, I think we can get this many repairs done. And the other people in the shop are like, I'm the parts manager, and we're not getting that done today. So that kind of reminds me of that video we've seen. So that's a fun one. There's also National One-Hit Wonder Day, which, going along with just fun things to talk about in the shop, be what's your favorite one-hit wonder?
Yeah, and then Ask a Stupid Question Day. And that's one, I mean, just put it out on social media and be like, look, we don't really believe there are any stupid questions, but if you've got one, today is the day to ask it, and we're going to answer it.
It's also Good Neighbor Day. And as your shop is a local business in your community, y'all probably know where I'm going with this. Shout out your good neighbors, your business neighbors, the people who are around you. Even if there are other shops, but y'all aren't competitors, y'all have a good relationship. Talk about those. That just makes me think anything community related that you can talk about is just, who are your good neighbors? Who do you collaborate with in the community? Who do you send referrals to? Who's in your BNI group that you want to give a shout out to? Talk about them online a little bit.
And then last one, unless Caroline has one that she really wants to put out there, but International Podcast Day is September 30th. So that's where you go share with everyone that you're listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast, and that they should be listening to it also. No, but seriously, maybe like talk to your team. What podcasts are you listening to? And, you know, share them. That is one of the most commonly things that I see talked about on social media is people will go out there, they'll post and they'll be like, I'm looking for some new podcasts. What are you listening to? So that's one that I believe could get some good interaction.
I agree. I didn't have anything beyond that. That's a good list. Some other just general topics for the month, though, again, getting into fall. So talk about preparedness, talking about maintenance and preparation, all of those things, getting into fall maintenance. If it's early enough where you are, maybe that's your introduction to winter maintenance and anything seasonal, making sure you're scheduling people out far enough that if they need to swap tires out or anything, they're doing it in a timely manner. Still lots of back to school things happening. So down here in the South, they go back to school in like August, but I think in other places of the country, I don't know where, they don't go back to school until after Labor Day. That's the last little bit of summertime. So although back to school is in full force during that time, you can carry any of your back to school or school-related seasonal things into September. And then football, it gets into football season. Preseason is usually over around this time, whether it's Little League or any local teams, or you have a big team in your community that everybody roots for. Maybe you're doing polls to see who you think is going to win. You're giving away tickets to the local games. Maybe you're a huge fan and y'all are close to the arena, and so y'all do tailgates. Whatever it may be, getting involved. Brian actually is not a huge football fan, but Kim is. So Kim and I talk about football, but everybody likes some sport for the most part. And they love it. Just like people love talking about and posting pictures of their dogs and their kids, they also love rooting on or hating on football and sports teams.
It is also the time of year when the fairs and the festivals tend to happen. Now, in Louisiana, especially the area that we're in Louisiana, there are lots and lots of fairs and festivals. It's kind of insane how many of them there are. But if I go back to when we had our shop in North Carolina, and if you've been a longtime listener, you've heard me talk about this multiple times. The North Carolina State Fair, when we first opened our shop those first 2 years, it just about shut us down for those couple of weeks. And it was the strangest thing. We would have never thought that something like a state fair would impact our business as much as it did. So if your shop is in an area where you're in, you know, a fairly close proximity to a big fair or festival like that, you might be impacted by it. And we started doing things like giving away tickets to the fair with a certain, you know, like certain dollar amount spent. We were doing things like free shuttle service to the fair and back. And I know you got Uber now. It actually makes it easier on you because you don't have to be the one to do the shuttle. But to get people to instead leave their vehicle with you while they're at the fair so that you can take care of it and they don't have to deal with parking. Like, think about what are the things that you can do to get people to bring their vehicle in during that time, if that is a time that negatively impacts you like it did us. So that's all I've got, Caroline. You got anything else?
I don't think so, but y'all keep posting, keep checking back for more of these types of podcasts. Look at the websites. It's nationaldayscalendar.com and daysoftheyear.com.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, we are just a handful of the podcast that you'll find on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, remember, in everything you do, be a pro.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.